8:52 on a Monday morning. Joining us now in studio from Northfield's CAC, the Community Action Center, their executive director, Jim Blah. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
And also Kim Decker, who is are you the board chair of the search committee?
Or? Yes, I am, actually. I'm chairing the succession planning committee, uh-huh. And then I'm actually winding up my sixth year on the board of the CAC.
Wow. And Kim, we were talking before we went on the air, Kim used to be on a show on KYMN called The Law Review with David Vistendahl, and it's been 6.5 years since he has sat in that chair. You might have been here one or two times since then,
but it's
good to have you back.
Good to be back, Jeff.
All right. Jim, you've recently announced your retirement from the CAC. After how many years have you been involved with that now?
I will have been here July 3rd, 18 years.
18 years.
18 years.
Yeah, wow.
Came with the building, the NCRC building.
Where you were just living there and you decided to. All right. Now, give us a little bit about how you got to Northfield. Had you been a Northfielder before then?
Well, I was a Northfielder for 17 years before then.
Okay.
I wanted to do some hobby farming and raise my own food and stuff. You know, so I found a spot. I started building a house then.
Uh-huh.
And then commuted for 17 and a half years to the cities, to my old job.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Merrick Community Services for 27 years.
Okay.
Prior to this.
Wow.
So
you have a long history of working hard.
Same business tour. Yeah.
Let's talk about the you started right around the turn of the century, I guess we'll call it, around in there. Yeah. Up until now. Give us an idea of what, you know, how it's changed the needs. It's now a 21st century organization. You've had to bring this along in the 21st century. Have things changed quite a bit in those 18 years?
I think the need has just expanded. It's, the CAC is 50 years old this year. And when I came, measuring by the data for Food Shelf, for instance, we were serving about 165 families a month back then. And 10 years later, we were over 500 families a month.
Wow.
Now the downturn of the economy had something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that was astounding, that kind of growth in that amount of time.
Boy, that's dizzying.
But, you know, yeah. the purpose of the CAC hasn't changed too much. We're doing the same things, just at a different scale that we started with 50 years ago.
Wow. All right, let's move things over to Kim.
Yeah.
Kim, how long? You've been 6 years now on the CAC?
Yes.
Board?
Yep, this is my sixth year, so I'll actually, my time will wind up around when Jim's does, actually.
Well, as a board member, you've probably seen this moment coming for a while.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jim has announced his retirement, but has given you some time to organize and find somebody to replace it. So let's talk about from the standpoint of the board and the search for the replacement. What are the mechanisms that you go through?
Sure. Well, Jim was gracious enough to let us know well in advance kind of what his plans were, what his timing was, and that really made it the case that we were able to put a lot of thought into this and to kind of take our time. And so we were able to form a committee over a year ago now that was made up of a few board members, a few outgoing board members, so, you know, folks that have been a part of the board who have had that but are now, you know, kind of out in the community, and some community members that have not been on the board but certainly bring other really great experience and skills with them. And so we were able to kind of take this slow. We were able to interview the board and kind of survey the board about kind of the areas of competency and areas of expertise that we were looking for. We dug up the job description that was in place when we hired Jim, or when Jim was hired. I wasn't around then, but and so that was really good, to kind of just look at how that job has evolved over the 18 years that Jim's been doing it. Then we were able to kind of get some input from the staff and some community members and donors and volunteers. And so it's really been, it's given us a good chance to kind of really get a look at what Jim was hired to do, what he does now, and then really looking forward, what we see the needs of the organization being. So, and the community, of course.
All right. So you have that down. You have a good understanding of what's needed, mm-hmm. what has been done, and the where do you go to from here?
Sure. So we posted the position in mid-March, mm-hmm. and we've got that posted in a number of places and have that advertised. We've already begun receiving applicants. Our committee is reviewing them on an ongoing basis, and at the end of this month, we will kind of take the pool that we have and do some initial interviews, and then hopefully we're hoping that by early June, before people start to scatter over the summer and get harder to get a hold of, to be able to do kind of second round, maybe final interviews. We'll take it as we need. You know, certainly if we find ourselves in a position where we need to do more in-depth. But with those second interviews, we hope to bring people to the campus and really have them meet the staff and really get a more in-depth experience for them and for us to kind of see how that goes. And then we hope to make an offer early this summer so that then we can plan for transition for the person coming in, for Jim fading out, for us figuring out what kind of overlap might be necessary, just, you know, to kind of exhaust whatever institutional history we can out of Jim. So, yeah.
Let's talk about that application process. Mm-hmm. Good news, bad news is, you know, the economy is just chugging along. We're doing mm-hmm. pretty well. The bad news is, good news, 2-3% unemployment, which is right. It's a tough news if you're an employer trying to find somebody.
Right.
You really have to be competitive. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing the type of, are you getting some good applicants? Are the numbers of applicants good? How's the response been?
Sure. We have a very quality pool of applicants right now. I have had the pleasure of serving on other search committees. The most notable was when Pastor Will Healy left Emmaus. I chaired the call committee that then called Abe Johnson to that position. And, you know, it's been interesting. Of course, very different fields, very different type of positions, but it's been interesting seeing, you know, seasonal, like you talked about, you know, with unemployment rates, but also just the where we posted things. What I've seen in this is that we are getting a good number of very quality, serious applicants, as opposed to just maybe anyone under the sun kind of throwing their application our way. And so we're really pleased with the quality and the interest in the level mm-hmm. of applicants that we've received. So.
Now, once you do start interviewing some applicants, it is an employee's market
mm-hmm.
right now. You're
sure.
You're going to have to come up with a compensation mm-hmm. package that person would, I don't know if they're going to leave their job or if they're mm-hmm. currently looking for a job employed at all, but is that in any way daunting? Have you gotten to the point now where you got to start looking at numbers and seeing what will lure a good candidate into the job?
You know, fortunately, we have a very quality finance committee on our board that's kind of taking a look at the numbers right now and trying to figure out what would be competitive. The good news is Northfield is a great place to be. It's a great place to live. The challenge is people are figuring that out more and more. And so, of course, like you said, you know, the real estate is high, right? You know, or it, you know, it's a challenge to break in at this point more than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely see the need. And so that said, with my board hat on, I would encourage people to consider the kind of leadership that we want for the CAC and consider donating so that we can how about that?
All
so that we can
put,
there
Kim.
You go.
Jim, in the meantime, you're not done yet. It's not like, you know, I remember when I was like in high school, a senior, looking out the window on a beautiful spring day thinking I've got like 18 days left of school and then I'm out of here forever. You can't do that, but the need is still there, and I'm sure you won't be doing that. But you know, work left to be done. Are there some projects and some things that you'd like to see through before you get done?
Well, I'd like to make sure we've got the right staff in place and everything's clicking like a clock, you know, by the time I leave, so I can leave a strong agency behind. I was thinking while you were talking with Kim that maybe we should have the candidates come in here for an interview with you.
Would you be willing to do?
And I told Kim, you know, she's getting so good at this, she should start a headhunter agency all of her own.
You know, actually, what I think is Kim should take my job.
Here. Yeah.
You get the profitable world of radio.
There you go.
More money in nonprofits, probably.
But you know, you talk about what's left to do. I've got oodles of thank yous to share with the community. You know, tomorrow we'll have a volunteer recognition brunch, and it'll be my last one of those. You know, I will just be grateful and want to make sure that message gets across to people who give us their time, their hearts, their energy, and their money. You know, this is what it takes to make this place run. You know, we've got 15 FTE staff, you know, 15 full-time equivalents, but 25 staff working with us. But we've got 1,300 volunteers out there in the community doing things today for, you know, 3 months away. You know, and people are so willing and that deserves a big thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to have you back. Maybe when you get done with the retirement, or certainly you're welcome before then, because I know, I'm sure we'll have you back. You're celebrating 50 years as a CAC this year. So we'll have you back before some celebrations. Is there a big celebration plan yet?
There is. In August, August 23rd, we're going to have a big celebration at Carleton. But we'll have a variety of celebrations, I think, to recognize the contributions that people have made over 50 years working in the CAC, which I think is, you know, kind of the heart, the compassion of the community in real life. And we're going to celebrate that a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, KYMN is also celebrating our 50th year right about the same time.
Hmm.
So we'll have a joint party somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, and Kim, we'll probably be talking with you again at some point, maybe when we get a new person hired. We want to thank you both for coming in today. Thank you for your service to the CAC and to the community. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That's Jim Blaha and Kim Decker, once again, from the Northfield Community Action Center.